What is the difference between mission and goal, and how do most clothing brands get that wrong? You are listening to the Street Cred Podcast, the show laser focused on helping streetwear brands turn their audience into a community. I'm Elijah Delport. I've been reflecting on what a lot of brands, what a lot of new clothing brands pop up into the scene, say on their website, on their Instagram, and just speaking to many startup brands as I do in my regular week-to-week routine, it's occurred to me that there's a misunderstanding of the difference between a mission or a vision and a goal. And I won't use the words mission and vision interchangeably, but understand that I mean the same thing between those two words. I'm going to choose to use the word vision in this podcast because I think most brands use it like that. But look, a lot of brands say that their vision is something along the lines of to create good quality garments, or great quality, or top-notch garments, or any kind of phrasing that alludes to that meaning. It'll be something to do with the types of materials that they desire to use, or, you know, just their general approach to creating their product. And it makes sense, because a lot of clothing brands, their entire identity is found in the product. And so that's their vision, too. The problem with this, though, is that a vision is not inward focused. It's outward focused. And this phrase, however, about making good products is inward focused. And so therefore, it's not a vision, but rather it's a goal. It's something that supports the vision, that helps you get to the vision. However, it's not the vision itself. And so it's a bit of a challenge now, because we have a lot of brands that think they have visions, when they really just have goals, and so they have no vision at all. And this is a really big problem, because I think the reason, a lot of times, the reason, whether subconscious or not, why people will buy your brand exclusively, be loyal and become super fans of your company, which is really a large point of this podcast, is how do you convert customers, just regular customers, into super fans for your brand? Those kind of people buy into a vision. And if you don't have a vision, well, then you don't have any sort of deeper meaning that people can buy into. So my objective with this episode is to speak about or help you maybe understand, if it wasn't clear before, the difference between a vision and a goal, defining those two key terms, and then maybe giving a few examples of what vision and goals are. So let's start with a vision. As I mentioned before, a vision must be outward focused. And a vision is really the what you want to outwork in the world. So it doesn't really have anything to do with your brand or your product or your people, but it's the kind of mission that you have when you bring you and anyone who considers themselves a part of you and your brand together. Well, what do you actually end up doing? What's the end? I want to say goal here, and I'm hesitant to, because again, we're talking about vision, not goals. But it is about the ultimate goal. The vision is about the ultimate, like it's looking out, up and out into the future and saying, this is the, I imagine a world where blah. Fill in the blanks, right? And it's what you imagine the world to be like, and that ends up being what you're going towards. That's what you're fighting for with everything that you do in your brand. And as it happens, if you have that, the people that also consider themselves super fans of your brand will share that vision with you, probably independent of you as well. It's something that's just integral to them. Maybe they even knew it before coming across your brand. You just happen to also share that vision with them, and therefore you became the perfect option for a clothing brand for them to rep and wear. So that's a vision, outward focused. It's looking up and out, and it's the impact you want your brand to have in the world. And so I think a great example of this is Nike's mission statement. On the Nike website, they have a page. Let me just bring it up actually really quickly. On their main website, they have a page that's all about their mission and vision. I think this is it here. No, I can't find it. Anyway, it's all about inspiring every... It's something along the lines of motivating and inspiring every athlete in the world. And they have a little asterisk on athlete because they define it as anyone with a body that can move, right? That's what they define as an athlete. And this is great because this has nothing to do with what they are doing specifically. It doesn't have anything to do with their product. It doesn't have anything to do with their brand. It has to do with what they're working towards. And then this brings us very nicely to the idea of a goal. What is a goal? A goal is what, like, you can have a number of goals, but these goals are what we do in order to achieve or make steps towards achieving our vision and making our vision a reality. And so the goals are inward focused. That's the part that's about me and what I'm doing. So for example, if your vision, if you, like, and coming back to vision, I'm sorry for a moment, it can even help to use phrases like, I envision a world where X, right? So let's just say you envision a world where we meet our carbon, like every, we meet our carbon neutral targets. Right? For example, one of your goals might then be to make garments that are of quality and still comply with the sustainability standards. That's an example of a goal. Many brands will just start at the goal and they'll finish at the goal. So the goal will be their mission statement. However, it's not a mission statement, it's just a goal, because that's what you are going to do to work towards the vision, right? Another goal might be a revenue target, because you might suggest in order to achieve your vision or make steps towards your vision, it's going to cost you some money. And so therefore, you might have a goal to have to do $1 million a year in annual revenue by the end of this year, for example. And so All of these are goals, and the difference comes into the phrasing. It's all about being inward focused versus outward focused. There's a need for both, because you need to look, you need to be looking up and out, knowing here's where we're going, and then you need to look down and inwards to say, what are we doing to get there, right? But don't mix up the order, because the order is very important. Without the order, you get issues, you have problems. If you start with the goal and then later define the vision, what you have is a misalignment. And what you have is a company that really has a lack of clarity around the vision and is aimless. Like, I think the cases where there's people that are aimlessly working in companies without purpose, it's because there is a lack of understanding of the vision that they're working towards. Because everyone who's a part of a company in any way, whether they be staff, shareholder, or customer, should align with the vision. It's only that their goals, their individual goals between those three levels, staff, shareholder, and customer, are different, right? So make the vision public and the goal private. The vision is the public. It's everyone's going towards the same vision. Everyone who's at all contributing in any way to your company believes in your vision. However, the goal is different for each and every person, depending on what level or the way in which they contribute. So that's all from me. Thanks very much for listening to this episode of Street Cred. If you don't already know, this podcast is releasing on weekdays at 7 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So we got 5 podcasts a week. I'm doing these solo episodes, 10 minutes. And if this was valuable, I want you to go to the link below this podcast. You will find a link to join a community of 50 plus other motivated brand owners. You can collaborate with them, ask questions, give advice, share your wins. Everyone's already doing this, and so you don't even have to break the ice. It's a community. You can just come in, integrate yourself, and be a part of. So Look, if you're an army of one or working with a small team in your clothing brand, please join. There is nothing more valuable. I've even got a free streetwear marketing course inside. So thanks very much for listening. Join the community if that sounds valuable to you. I'm Elijah Delport, and I'll see you tomorrow for another podcast.